The new league year starts tomorrow. We're talking about the top available free agents. Already went over the quarterbacks. Who are some other guys the Broncos might target? I'm Phil Milani alongside Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. And guys, some other areas the Broncos might target: offensive line, linebacker, cornerback. Let's start with offensive line.
I like Justin Pugh out of New York. I think that we talked a lot about with Steve and the quarterback's value proposition. I think getting the production for the price is ultimately how you want to balance things out. And Pugh, having suffered a couple of injuries in the most recent years, I think is going to boost his value to the Broncos just because they might be able to get him at a lower price point. Another guy to consider, though, Ryan Jensen. Ryan Jensen, a local kid, played his college ball down at CSU Pueblo from the Denver area. I think that if he were to come in, he's a pivot guy, can play inside, center, guard. I think that he would do a lot to bolster the Broncos' offensive line depth as well. But again, it's all about value.
Another guy I know a lot of people like to talk about, Nate Solder, possibly coming to the Broncos. I know he has some family things going on in the Boston area, so unsure about him. Let's move over to linebacker. Todd Davis said to test the open waters. Mace, if they can't bring him back, who's a guy they might go after?
Well, you may look at Preston Brown, another guy like Nigel Bradham out of Philadelphia. His strength is in pass coverage in particular. So if you're looking to upgrade and that department, Bradham, he's probably, I think, the best bet of the guys on the market for that specific discipline. And quite frankly, you know, those coverage linebackers, they're very hard to find. And with this becoming more of a pass-first game rather than an emphasis on the run, I think Bradham's going to have some interest.
Another guy we talked about a couple years ago was Zach Brown. Zach Brown now hitting the free agent market again. A good guy in run stuffing. Tahir Whitehead from the Lions, another good guy that you mentioned it, Mace. Pass coverage is going to be key. It's an area that the Broncos have struggled with in the recent past. I think that Whitehead might be able to solve those issues. But again, Davis is a guy that I think would be great coming back at the right price. It's going to be if the numbers match up with him and John Elway.
Todd Davis, tremendous run stuffer, but like Mace mentioned, the game going so much into the passing area. And that leads right into the next part, cornerback. Mace, a guy you like out there?
Yeah, we start with Malcolm Butler. I think it's obvious, and you have to look past everything with that happened Super Bowl week and all the conjecture that's floating out there. Look at the big picture for Malcolm Butler and how he's played the last few years for the Patriots. Even though he didn't play in the Super Bowl, he's going to command a big-time contract on the market. Wouldn't it all surprise me if he ends up with the New York Jets?
Yeah. Tremaine Johnson, another guy I like from the Los Angeles Rams. Wade Phillips, a guy who we know very, very well from his time in 2015 with the Broncos during that Super Bowl run. Johnson had double-digit pass breakups last year in a Wade Phillips defense. Joe Woods, Wade Phillips spend a lot of time together here in Denver. He might fit in very, very nicely in that third quarterback, second DB range.
A lot of this stuff depends on what the Broncos do with their own free agents and some other roster moves that they might like. Anybody else just floating out there that you really are interested in?
Two guys I like, Tyler Eifert out of Cincinnati, a guy that Vance Joseph is going to have a lot of familiarity with. We saw him bring in Domantas Peko last year. Maybe that Cincinnati connection rears its head again and they decide to bring in Eifert if everything doesn't necessarily...
Injury concerns there.
Right. But Martellus Bennett, another guy, injury concerns, was banged up last year with the Patriots. The Patriots and him part ways. Very tight with Von Miller. They go back a ways, I think, from their Texas A&M days. I think he could be a guy. But again, it's all about, you know, trying to find to see, are those injuries too cost prohibitive, too much to handle, or does that provide you value at the price point?
Heck of a stat on Tyler Eifert, too. If you break down his numbers over 16 game rates, he averages 8 touchdowns per 16 games. Very impressive, but the thing is, he's missed more games than he's played. Now, Vance Joseph was a part of his biggest season back in 2015, so he knows just how good Tyler Eifert can be. So he would be intriguing. He'd be a value signing, but it's a value signing for a reason. He's had trouble staying healthy.
Jimmy Graham, obviously the top name on the tight end board, but is he going to be an option for the Broncos? Maybe, maybe not, depending on the price. It's all about, we'd love to get all the top guys on the top lines. Cost is going to make that prohibitive, though.
Well, the quarterback position is going to determine a lot of this. Once that position falls, the rest of the dominoes might fall. But it is going to be a crazy period. We heard John Elway say at the combine that life is too short in the NFL to rebuild. So we know that he's going to be aggressive during this period. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani. The new league year starts tomorrow.